Hello and welcome to Radio Edutalk. This is David Noble, as usual, broadcasting from Dalgety Bay, and delighted to have on the show this evening Dr. Margaret Ritchie, and we're going to be talking about STEM for the next 20 minutes or so. Welcome to the show, Margaret. How are you?
Thank you very much. I am very well. I am delighted to speak to you, and it's a pleasure to be on the show this evening. So thank you very much for your very kind invitation, David, and it is a privilege to participate in this evening's broadcast. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show again. I know we've had you on before, and we've broadcast some of your talks at events, and they're always very, very engaging. I'm sure it's been a very busy time for you as well, Margaret, at the start of the new Scottish school year, and you've been straight into it with, I think, some training around kind of STEM ambassadors and preparing them for some wonderful workshops that are coming up. So without further ado, it would be great to hear what you've been up to in the last week or so, I think with your kind of older students, and also where this is all leading with these programmes of events.
Thank you very much. Yes, well, we have, if I described it accurately, I think I would say that we have hit the ground running at Perth High School. In Perth, there has been a very exciting few days at Perth and a very exciting week. And the rationale for running a STEM ambassador training at the school on Wednesday with the senior pupils working with the STEM ambassadors and the experts from the universities was because many of the staff in the school are not perhaps as confident as they would like to be regarding careers in life sciences and some of the skills in the new CSE advanced higher and higher courses in biology and perhaps physics and chemistry. So there seemed to be an excellent opportunity to combine training of the senior pupils in the skills so that they are prepared and able to help run a variety of workshops next week in life sciences. And the workshops are to raise awareness of the skills required for careers in life sciences and also raise awareness of how the current subjects in the school could perhaps lead into careers in life sciences and associated areas with the sciences in Scotland. So it was absolutely fantastic. Dundee Science Centre said that they have never run a STEM ambassador induction and training in a school before. And Perth High sits in an interesting location. It's near Dundee. It's, I suppose, near Glasgow, near Stirling, but it is far enough away from the universities that it's actually, in a way, slightly difficult to transport all the pupils all the way to Dundee or all the way to Stirling. So to bring all the expertise into such a centrally located school was fantastic. And at the moment, there are 23 six-year pupils studying advanced higher chemistry, some of whom are studying advanced higher physics and some are studying advanced higher biology. And I asked them if they would be willing to undergo an induction and a training as STEM ambassadors or science ambassadors so that they could have an insight into what it's like to work with experts from Dundee University, Aberdeen University, Edinburgh University, St Andrews University, Dundee and Angus College, some of the industry experts that were coming into the school. And but between working with them and working with the equipment, they could be trained up so that they could help run workshops on the 2nd of September. And the workshops cover skills such as ELISA, which is in the new CSE Advanced Higher Biology, NMR, infrared spectrometry, ultraviolet, PCR, gel electrophoresis. And the students, the pupils, were absolutely thrilled. They were so keen. They were up for the challenge. And for the first time, as far as I'm aware, in Scotland, a STEM ambassador induction took place at Perth High School, and 23 six-year pupils were trained up in the workshops and in the skills associated with running the workshops, from molecule building to a stem cell activity, which is a flower-based activity, which was fantastic fun. and they were absolutely brilliant. They were so keen and enthusiastic and had a wonderful time, and they are now ready to help assist running the workshops on the 2nd of September. So they will be working with the experts coming in from industry and from the universities, and they will be helping to also help the teachers actually in understanding some of the principles behind ELISA and PCR and gel electrophoresis, and inspiring some of the second years and the third years and the fourth years in the school in the skills associated with careers in life sciences, and working alongside Skills Development Scotland and also some of the modern apprentices from GlaxoSmithKline. So it'll be a kaleidoscope of activities and expertise and energy and enthusiasm in STEM subjects at Perth High School.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's fantastic, having spoken to you just prior to the Scottish school holidays. You could see the plan in place, and although I suppose we can't really visualise it this evening, the way you had everything kind of in boxes and columns, I could tell right away that you knew exactly what you wanted to happen, and it sounds as if it's very much coming to fruition. But I'm wondering if this is fairly unique then, having 6 year students as STEM ambassadors. I mean, STEM's not my area as a teacher, but I was always under the impression that it would maybe be retired people or people within industry that might take time out to be STEM ambassadors. So is this you kind of charting new territory?
This is absolutely unique. In fact, when I was speaking to Dundee Science Centre afterwards, they mentioned that it's quite an undertaking for the pupils. At the moment, their pupils must be 17 and over. And at the moment, as far as I'm aware, there is one 17-year-old STEM ambassador in the North East, which I think covers Scotland. And the pupils have really grabbed this with both hands. I think they find the opportunity exciting and stimulating and worthwhile. I think it gives them another training in the communication skills that they feel would be useful for working with junior pupils in the school. I think it sees them as perhaps on their applications for university. They see it as setting themselves apart from some of the other pupils that are applying. The pupils have already come to me and said that they have ideas where they would like to go to the local primary schools and use the skills training, the communication training, to actually communicate science and some of the areas of science in which they're absolutely passionate to the junior pupils. I think that the seniors could also help with some of the pupils in the school, perhaps in third year or in second year, who are needing assistance in the classes. And for myself, I have now got a resource trained up, a resource set that can be used for future events in the schools. And it's students who are very keen to work with, as you say, some of the older people in industry and some of the PhD students in universities. But a link has been made between the senior pupils and the experts out with the school, who actually can bring so much into the school. And of course, the bridge between the school and the community and the universities and industry are the sixth-year pupils. So this is unique. And yet, having seen the response from the senior pupils at Perth High School, I have been absolutely overwhelmed. One of the pupils, another of the pupils, she is very, very keen to do research and a project on food technology. And we were through in Edinburgh at a meeting with, it was called Fab Research. Fab is food and behaviour research. And it's been instigated by a researcher at the University of Oxford who has spent a lot of her life looking at the role of essential fatty acids and how they may impact on behaviour and learning and concentration, particularly in children. And one of the girls, I think, sees her training as a STEM ambassador, providing her with an opportunity to further her understanding of the role of essential fatty acids in behaviour and learning. And she can do that through studying advanced higher chemistry and also doing advanced higher food and technology. So the pupils see this as a way of them improving their learning, their understanding, and their ability to perhaps apply their knowledge in a way that will assist the communities in which they work, in which they study, and which the school serves. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, Margaret, did you approach individual students, or, you know, was it part of the literature when trying to attract young people to these two advanced hires that they would automatically get into the STEM Ambassador programme?
That's a very good question. All I did was stand up in front of the advanced higher chemistry class and say, would you like to do something that has not been done before, that is quite unique, and I think will give you an incredible opportunity for the future? And I explained to them that I was running organising a life science event on the 2nd of September at Perth High School. It was the first of four events that would take place. At the moment, because Perth is not very near a university, we would be really needing some help with running the workshops. And there was an opportunity to run a STEM ambassador induction and training at the school on the 19th of August. Would the pupils be interested in participating in a STEM ambassador induction and training? And the areas that we would be actually working in would actually address several of the areas that they would be covering in advanced higher chemistry, advanced higher biology, and advanced higher physics. And every single hand went up when I said who would be interested in participating in the STEM ambassador induction and training. Not one single hand did not go up. I think perhaps because it was at the start of term, I think perhaps because they thought, well, if this helps me with my understanding of chemistry, this is good. But I think they also thought this might actually help me in my studies in chemistry and biology, or chemistry and physics, or chemistry and food and technology, or even for those that are perhaps not too advanced hires. I think they saw this as perhaps helping them with their application to universities, and also in the future it helped contextualise the learning, and it would give them an understanding of the role of their studies in the world beyond school. So for every reason, they were so keen. And I think it's fantastic. And I think if perhaps other pupils had perhaps an opportunity to do this, then it may well advance their understanding and their careers and their skill set, particularly with an application onto careers in the future in this area.
You mentioned that, you know, that this might go in different directions. Is there a kind of core responsibility or time commitment that the young people have made? You know, do you have actual, you know, do you have other events? You mentioned maybe primary schools, you know, during the school year that they're expected to commit to some kind of involvement in?
Yes, as STEM ambassadors, they are expected to do 50 minutes of a STEM ambassador duty per year. That is the commitment in order to maintain their STEM ambassador status. In order to maintain because as part of this, they get PVG clearance, which they do not pay for, but that is part of being a STEM ambassador, is their PVG clearance. They are also insured for running an activity, which is as part of their STEM ambassador duty. So wherever they run that, they are insured. So one of the pupils came up and said to me, I know it's 50 minutes a year, but he said, quite honestly, I can see so many opportunities for me to be able to develop some activities as in resources. He's doing advanced higher chemistry and physics. And he said, I'm passionate about space and astronomy and dark matter and black holes, and I would love to be able to go to the primary school and actually inspire some of the primary pupils and perhaps the teacher, give them a greater insight into what this involves and do some fun activities. So he's already, without me saying anything more, he's already saying, I just want to do this. I think for him it brings the physics alive, and he sees this as benefiting and inspiring some of the junior pupils. So the commitment is actually, for him, Harley, it's more fun than him seeing this as a very great commitment he can't actually keep. So, yeah.
And you're known for your research and your writing as well, Margaret. I'm just wondering if this is part of any ongoing piece of research, or whether you will be, writing up research based around these developments over the next year or two, and indeed if you'll be looking to kind of share it with the wider education community at all.
Absolutely. I love research. I have a role as an associate lecturer at the University of West of Scotland, and I'm also an honorary research fellow at the University of the West of Scotland. And for myself, the research is something which I am passionate about. It means that when I run something like this, obviously there are evaluations which we will be doing. It's looking at what is the pupils' awareness of the role of the subjects they're studying in careers and future careers in life sciences, how much they're aware of the skills that they need to develop, and the current subjects they're studying can actually help towards a skills development for future careers. All of this is being assessed throughout the current or the upcoming events, and then once I have done the analysis and done the statistical analysis, then I will be publishing this, and publishing it so that in the future, teachers who are interested in perhaps running something similar, both to raise the teachers' awareness of careers, to raise awareness of the skills that are associated, to raise awareness of how current subjects in the schools actually apply to the workplace and in the development of skills for work, then that would actually help these teachers. And it would be really nice to think that that would make their life perhaps a little bit easier in the future. So, yes, I will be publishing.
That's fantastic. And just a couple of questions to finish up with. You can tell any time I come across you, Margaret, and again tonight, your passion and your expertise, and obviously your engagement with young people, you must really drive them all forward. It's there for all to hear. Is that a kind of vital ingredient then, if this kind of development was to be replicated in other parts of Scotland or the UK, what would be the ingredients to bring this kind of these kind of wonderful opportunities to other young people across the country?
That's a very good question. I think in everything I do, the one thing that comes through it is an absolute passion for this subject and a real fondness for seeing people that have an opportunity take that opportunity and then fly with it. And when I was working at St Andrews University, I was working in the clinics, it was an absolute passion for thinking about how to apply the knowledge and the skills and the links and the networks that I have in a way that would allow somebody else an opportunity, and they can take that opportunity and then really fly with it and come on and have the world open up for them. The science becomes alive, the individual grows and develops, and they become someone who can contribute so much more back to society, to help society, to help themselves. It becomes quite altruistic, I suppose. But then that's one of the wonderful things about this. I said to a pupil, one of the reasons I said, he said, "Are you famous?" And I said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Not for what I have achieved, but for what people have done for me. People have done the most incredible things for me, and that is why I have achieved the notoriety that I have. Not because of anything myself I feel I've done, but because of what people have done with me and for me." And he said, "We're very lucky to have you here." And I thought, well, actually, I'm very lucky to be here. I have an opportunity to work with young people, and have an opportunity which they want to take up, and that makes it such a fabulous experience for me, and actually for them as well. So it's passion and it's fondness, and it's having an absolute desire to see people given a chance absolutely fly with it. It's brilliant.
So apart from moving our families to the Perth area to try and get into your school, how else can we find out more about your work? Is there other links online through the university or through the school itself?
Yes, I've created a worksheet. I've created several worksheets with some of the very basic details about the workshops that are taking place at Perth High and at the two schools in Dundee, Baldragan and at St John's, and then at Arbroath Academy. I've also put in web links to resources so that teachers can download some of the resources. For example, the Molecule Hunt, they can download all the sheets and the pupils, they can be laminated and the pupils can then build molecules, which include a lot of the life science molecules, the biomolecules, some of the molecules involved in medicine and drugs, including some of the essential fatty acids. I've put on links into the STEM Ambassador Program. I've put in links to ELISA. Once the event has been run, then I'll collate all of these. And if teachers wish, then I can give them a copy of the handouts that we've been using, some of the worksheets that we're using, some of the resources that might be helpful. And anybody can contact me whenever they wish. And it's an absolute pleasure. And it would be really nice to offer this as a twilight to teachers, or for as part of their CPD, or as part of an insect day, and saying, here's what I did, here's all the resources, here are the web links, and if you wish, you're most welcome to contact myself, Dundee Science Centre, Dundee and Angus College, who've offered to run ELISA trainings for staff, and just say, well, if we can help you in any way, or if you wish to run this, then it's a pleasure, and here's some resources that may assist you. So if anybody wishes to get in contact with me, then I would be delighted to hear from them.
Margaret, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on Radio Edu Talk this evening. I'm sure your year will continue to be incredibly busy, but I'm sure it will also be very successful. So best wishes, and we'd love to have you back on the show in the future.
Thank you, David. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you, and it really is a privilege to be part of the broadcast. So I wish you well, and I look forward to being in touch again. Thank you.